Kenneth Townsend. The last name is Townsend, like in Delta. Kenneth, Kenneth. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is being followed by the practice because of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient has a history of nephrosclerosis, most likely associated to the presence of arterial hypertension. Period. The ultrasound of the kidneys is consistent with bilateral renal cortical thinning and hyperechogenicity, and there are also evidence of findings highly suggestive of flow-limiting stenosis in both renal arteries, period. The patient has been reluctant to undergo the CO2 angiogram that we have requested, period. Another component is the obstructive component. This patient has a history of calcium oxalate stones with a obstruction that was present in June 25th of 2021. The patient had a lithotripsy with laser beam and a stent placement, stent that has been removed, period. The study of the urine to see about the urine excretion and the stone formation has been declined by the patient. Number two, arterial hypertension that is type 2, that is still remains elevated today. Blood pressure was 135 over 87. At this point, and since he's reluctant to make changes, I am going to increase the administration of Diltiazem to 180 milligrams every 12 hours. The prescription is going to be faxed to Humana Pharmacy. The patient was stressed about the need to decrease the sodium intake and decrease the excessive amount of water drinking. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation, a status post-Watchman procedure that was done in August of 2021. To the physical examination, the presence of atrial fibrillation is clear. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, the patient has a borderline metabolic acidosis that is most likely related to CKD4, and he's not willing to take any medication like bicarbonate or bisitra. A low potassium diet was advocated because the potassium is reported to be 5.3. Period, needless to say, it has been very difficult to treat this patient because of his conception toward his disease, period. Paragraph, we spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the imaging. In the face-to-face conversation, 17 minutes. And in documentation, we spend 7 minutes.